when the relationship with when the mentors and I became natural, it lifted the heavy weight in me as a single parent. So it's really a big impact with the children and myself as well.
All of us want to see the kids grow up and mature. And you keep saying the word team and family, but it really is.
Doing Big Brothers and Big Sisters is probably the most gratifying thing I've ever done in my life.
Everyone associated with Big Brothers Big Sisters is committed to helping children and youth realize their potential and build their futures. Vital partners in that commitment are parents and other caregivers. Their relationship with their child's mentor is one of the keys to rewarding, successful, and long-lasting matches. Welcome to the Big Ideas Podcast from Big Brothers Big Sisters of America and Search Institute. I'm your host, Abby Fisher, from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Ohio. This podcast series focuses on practical ways that mentors and the families of youth nurture relationships that not only support the little, but are also meaningful for the parent or guardian and the big. This episode introduces three powerful nutrients that these bigs and parents or caregivers cultivated to grow strong relationships with each other. These three nutrients are spending time together, regular, open, and honest communication, and trust. The first nutrient that these matches emphasized was the need to spend time together so that the parent or caregiver and mentor to get to know each other. Spending time together can occur at pickup times or with bigs attending the young person's activities and sitting together, as was the case with mentor Jake Casado and mom Angela Hernandez in Richmond.
The whole soccer thing, I feel like, was really good. If they are involved with sports, like, that is a good way to start talking with the parents.
Yeah, I think, too, the pickup and the drop-off, too, Jake, where you always come in the house, that gives us time, too, to, you know, talk about things, get to know each other.
An important benefit of spending time together is that it helps the little become more comfortable also starting a new relationship. That was the case with Anika Barker, Ariana's mom, and Roxy Hahn, Ariana's big, in Central Indiana. Here's Roxy, followed by Anika.
I think in the beginning, too, the fact that me and Anika could chat and things, I think, made Ariana feel a little bit more comfortable because, again, it was new for her. She's like, I'm going to go hang out with this person I don't really know. But the fact that we were building that closer relationship, that the more trust that was there, the more relationship that was built, the more relaxed, you know, Ariana become, because it made her feel comfortable, right? That, you know, hey, mom's cool with Roxy and I'm cool with Roxy. Everything's good.
As the trust built, as we all got to know each other better, I could see her being able to communicate with me the same way that she does with Roxy.
The second nutrient for growing strong big parent relationships is regular, open, and honest communication between the big and the parent. This communication typically starts with the logistics, as Roxy explains. We also hear from Rick Fambro, a big in Central Ohio.
Anytime I wanted to set up plans or anything, we had like a group chat to make sure everybody knew like what the plans were. It worked for everybody's schedule. There was times where I would go to like her games and me and Anika would sit and we'd talk about some things on the sidelines, you know, while we're watching her play the games.
So we keep a running text string between the three of us so that, you know, they know what's going on. And we're only successful if they have a trust and a belief that we're marching toward the same goals and objectives.
As Rick suggested, it's also important to stay on the same page about goals or expectations for the mentoring relationship. Graham Myatt, a big in Greater Richmond, particularly appreciates how Marie Jensen, his little's mom, is so clear about her goals. In addition, Scott Schaefer, a big in Central Ohio, also shares his experience.
Marie's always been very purposeful in what she's wanted for Joseph, and she's been superb in articulating that. So it's things that you would typically expect around, for example, schoolwork, but it's also about being motivated, being self-assured, having some confidence. So she's really taken the opportunity, I think, to push Joseph and the program to really think very deeply about how can we help Joseph.
Peggy has always made that very welcoming. And so we catch up, and when there's something going on in his life, she makes sure that I know. And that really helps, because then when I get to spend time with him, whether it's an achievement that he's had or a decision that he's making or something that wasn't quite as positive, gives me things that I can engage him on when I see him. So I felt like we've really had that from day one. I think we have mutual goals. All of us want to see the kids grow up and mature.
Inevitably, hard conversations also come up, either because of something in the relationship or something in the world that needs to be discussed. Being willing and able to engage effectively in those conversations can deepen parent-mentor relationships. Two Bigs, Roxy Hahn from Central Indiana and Jake Casado from Richmond, share their experiences.
So obviously we went through the pandemic. And we also went through a lot of really challenging situations when everything happened with George Floyd. For me, Anika, and Ariana, we sat down and really talked through how we were all experiencing that moment. And it was intimidating, because I know that my experience during that time was different than Anika and Ariana's experience.
I'm someone who's like shies away from confrontation. And so this has put me in out of my comfort zone to like be able to have like serious discussions. Getting out of my comfort zone with that and like being able to realize like how important it is.
If you shy away from tougher conversations, are you really ever going to get to the relationship building portion of that relationship? And it always doesn't have to be something scary or really intense. It could just be, hey, I want to get to know you more. Like, where did you grow up? Or like, let me know a little bit more about you. You are in that child's life. And I think it's important for a guardian. I know if I was in that position, to get to know the person that is spending a lot of time with your child, right? Yeah, yeah. So I think it's important to have that, because then there was that trust. There was that relationship that made it even a better experience overall.
The third and final nutrient for growing healthy big parent relationships is vital: trust. In many ways, trust makes the other nutrients more effective. Several people will share their experiences with trust, starting with Rick Fambro from Central Ohio, then Amber Hirschfeld, a parent, and Ellie Potts, her daughter's big, and Roxy Hahn from Central Indiana.
You got to be able to trust that you can talk to me about things and I'm open and available. If you've got some thoughts or some ideas, or you feel like something's not going the way you feel it should be going, you know, I don't want there to be any secrets, and I certainly don't want there to be any worries or wonders about the match relationships.
Because I drive Moira around, and Amber's trusting me completely with Moira. And so, you know, I just make sure that she knows where we're going, how long we're going to be there. We've built that trust up, and like, she's trusting me with her child. That's a big, important thing, and I'm not going to take that responsibility for granted.
Be honest, keep in touch, but don't feel like you have to get permission for every move you make. Take risks and trust. There's going to be stuff that the kids in their bigs want to talk about that won't be shared with you, and that's fine. Everybody has the kids' best interest in heart and in their mind.
For the little's sake, it is important that there's some relationship built, because there should be that trust in the entire match, because I think that's really important for the little to know that both people have their best interests in heart and are on the same page as far as like supporting them. It helps them open up more so they can actually experience that mentorship on a deeper level.
Thank you to all the mentors, parents, and guardians who shared their stories and perspectives for this podcast and this podcast series. Big Ideas was created as a partnership between Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America, and Search Institute. For more information, visit www.bbbs.org.